family that prays together stays together. For last 12, 13 years, since I have more occasion to travel, meet different people, many times I met special people that they were somehow in special were very beautiful. There was a lot of peace in them, wisdom. Many of them were my peers, and I was trying to understand, you know, how it can be that there is something so attractive and beautiful in their lives. And when we had chance to talk and meet each other better, they have one thing in common. They were praying together with their families, with their parents and siblings. And this was what mostly made their lives and their so special. Family that prays together stays together. I think this is one of the most important investments you can make for your children, to pray with them together before meal on the evening, gathering everyone together for prayers. Family is called domestic church, means very small micro church. And imagine church without people, church without priest, just empty building. It's useless. Church is made for us to pray there. And one of your most important missions as a family is also to pray together, to live as a domestic church. This is why you are blessed by priests on the day of your marriage. So you invite God in a special way to be among you. And He needs to continue to be invited in your lives every day. And as in the church we have priests, in the family, father does this priestly role. If father doesn't guide his children, they don't see from him that he's praying, it's really difficult for them later to pray. I know it from my example. My parents taught me how to pray quite well when I was 6 or 7, but we didn't pray together. And when I go home, it's even awkward for us to say the blessing before meal. We just don't do it. And I, for many years, we struggled with praying. I didn't really see the need for that. God still made things happen in the right way. But it is really important for you, dear parents, to build those foundations in your children. And it is difficult to pray. It is difficult to find time for prayer when everyone's so busy and scattered and doing so many things. But it is one of the most important investments for your children's lives to sit and pray together. Because then God is able in more ways to fill your imperfections, to work on things that you are not doing well, and guide your children and guide your family and still make it much better than you could do it on your own. So this is my wish for you, that if you don't do it yet, through the grace of the Holy Spirit, you may find the courage to start praying together. It's awesome when mother leads children to prayer, but I think still father's example is crucial here. And again, I think it's much easier to be good mother than good father. Not because it's easier, just because women have more wisdom and just this inner openness on God. For us guys, it is much more difficult to do what is right. So let us pray for our fathers especially, for the courage, for openness, that you may do what is right, and be heroes for your children, that build foundations for them and help them to go and change the world. Because it's not up St. Pius the school or St. McGill Tulane school or St. Michael's School to make your children good Christians. It's up to you. If they don't pray with you together, they may have the best catechism in the world, and still they'll miss this important part that they need to receive from you, your example, your witness. So may the baby Jesus and the Holy Family lead us an example and help us to work on building strong families, because families that pray together stays together.